Just heard the door slam. We waited another minute or two. Well, ladies and gentlemen, good evening. My name is Tom Berger, and I'm here to listen to your views about the land claim settlement, the act, the corporations, land, subsistence, and all of the other questions that concern you. And we'll begin our meeting in just a moment. Could I ask Mr. Greg Tagaruk to say the invocation?
Tani God ko na ati na kagum Jesus. Tamna na kakrinik Allah ni man. Tema sumaya sumibayak sa bagni ako ta ilis ma sumne kapu sulak sila ako. Tema sumna pengay nyo na pagsilak tuwda tani. Ilkusin tam na pagkaya kablo si bulyo si Jesuklo na abla di Jesuklo na ka ni Jesuklo ni Jesuklo wani kasi malagni tingni kanu kayang matumani nunami tema iloilio ko nito tenet tenaklo inyo kuli waktu ilawak si bayaw manyak si saklo taman na atuag kapur matumani nunami asi sulit ay nito nilibit tamat kaklo kasang ilo ang nito na kublo matumani nunam imagayang agla na bulik ay nito kung si Jesuklo kipur Tena neng mata bapak sejak tu dia kucing nu datang muka ulas si ulit kubur dia ini sama ramon tema sudah akan bayap tinggi ni tena tu nalar ramon tema muka kami nyak sejak tena kau ni ini sudah ayam nyak dia ramon el kucing datang muka ulas si ulit si gadis dat kagum Jesus kenyawi tinggi amen
amen thank you sir. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I've been appointed by the Inuit Circumpolar Conference to review the land claim settlement of 1971. The Inuit Circumpolar Conference, as you all know, is an international organization of Eskimos in Canada, Alaska, and Greenland. And they decided they should review the Land Claims Act. You people in Alaska were pioneers in settling land claims in the modern times. And in Alaska here, people are concerned about the land claims. And of course, in Canada and Greenland, people are concerned about your land claim settlement. They want to know what happened, how it worked out, and how you feel about it. So the Inuit Circumpolar Conference asked me if I would travel around the state of Alaska and obtain the evidence of people like yourselves. How have your village corporations worked out? How about the regional corporations? What about 1991 when your shares become transferable and the land becomes taxable? Are you concerned about that? Do you think something should be done about it? Wherever we've gone in Alaska, and we've held meetings so far in 16 towns and villages all over the state, the people are very concerned about the land, about subsistence, about the future, because they are concerned that the children born since 1971 are not entitled to be enrolled as shareholders in the corporations. They feel the children shouldn't have been left out of the settlement. Then there's the question, well, what happens in 1991 when your shares go up for sale? Do you want to sell your shares, or do you think that there should be restrictions on the sale of shares so that the corporations and the land, because virtually all of the native ancestral lands in Alaska are now held by the corporations. And so people are concerned that in 1991 they won't lose control of the corporations and lose control of the land too. People have also, at these meetings that we've held around the state, been expressing their views about sovereignty, that is, about native self-government. And we want to hear your views on that if you decide you want to bring that subject up. The only other thing I want to say is that I am pleased to be here in Point Hope at the time of the Whaling Festival, and my wife, who's traveling with me, is pleased to be here too. And working with us is Eileen McLean from Barrow, who will be translating the testimony tonight. And these other men and women are traveling with our commission to, for some from Kotzebue and some from Anchorage, to record the evidence and to report it for the news. We are also grateful to be here at this time, at the time of the Whaling Festival, because it gives us an idea how important whaling is in the life of this village. And most of us went to the church service last night, the singing, and I think I should say how much we all enjoyed the singing last night at the church. Well, having said that, I want to give all of you an opportunity to speak, and when you do, perhaps you'd just come forward here and sit at this microphone, just relax and give me your views, and they'll be recorded by Jim Sykes, who is taking this down on tape, and then it'll be typed up, and we'll send a copy back to you here, so you will have a copy of everything that is said. Yeah, we'll send it to the City Council and the Village Corporation and the other Native organizations, and the IRA, of course. And then next year I will be writing a report about the land claim settlement, about what, based on what you have told me at these meetings, and then I will send you, each of you who testifies, each of you who speaks at these meetings, a copy of my report. So you will have that for yourself. So having said that, we can begin. Do you want to summarize what I said?
Pisok ti lap tung di mumik sin lu niak tunga inupia dun. Agilan ukak tuak ICC kut isawuting arati kut asi World Council of Indigenous People ika yu tablu tiktok asi yuitwawut alaskami mani nalak tuak lui tusa yu ari ak lui inuit ikkalik kitkulika kipirmiyuti kak tuat nunap tigun anganianip tigun ilisanip tigun suli inunilugunip tigun asi ukaniyafsi ati si telui umunga ukarelalu si asi sama umani umam pituktitke umunga pituk sinyaktut asi makperaziliwi natpata uterupta makperazili nyaktut asi tematkua makperat tuyurniarivut organizations nun savagviginun IRA Village Corporation asi suli City Council nun asi tamat kuali atau minyaniare ikayuta yung minyaniak tut tamat kuwa makpirat sivun niyok sa uming inuit. So makiak din na tenetun mumik sinyai. Agilan apek kote karufsi apek yumiak tu si asisuli ukaukuf si tava ang maktok. Kolek tu ukaukuf si Yusuf signik.
I wonder, Mr. Kingyat, if you would speak. Yes.
Thank you, Chairman. But I won't talk in your language. I could talk better with my language, okay?
Okay, and Eileen McLean will translate as we go along. Uh-huh. That's all right.
ICAS. Kasi mo niya mata, may problema. At ikak tunga, lao ikingik. Uyakalok, nipraksi sila. I see my address. Box 3, Point Hope, Alaska. Tena, ito sa kapisugat. I see as ni may problema. Ikaya kong nilugulugit ako, nipraksit ka. Sulit ke management ni mempunyai sulit kayu di negeri lontok ini pada ini yang usir nun kanuk jangan okal laut juga atau sek unni ni kayu tong masih belu sulit pemayak kasih mayak tak berma walrus commission. No me. Ebek tigulik kasi mo wak tutok. Ipa kati utok kaya ko nilagulit. Ipa inyo na ako sa tamay sumit pailu ko. Tawra tam na kipik na ako tigil mo kiput kasi mo wak ta.
I always attend meetings in ICAS because of my membership. I am Lori Kinyak, and my Inupiaq name is Uyaraluk, and my address is Box 3, Point Hope. I am a member of ICAS, Inupiaq Community of the Arctic Slope, and Fish and Game, because I wanted to help our people in hunting and living situations. I am also a member of the Walrus Commission out of Nome, and my concern is with the Inupiaq living situations and cultural lifestyles.
Tabra. Tabra tamna kipigane ko tiga. Inupiaq inyone ko set. Nalang mo di lang isa ang yakat. Inupiaq inyone ko set tamak tinagat. One is going up in my card, last summer, Kasimayak Torama in Canada. Canada may talk, tell us Savak Paximum make, the long moment at Kapko, Sully Greenland, tell us Sully. In your perm, in your nearer, sir, coming yak dotted people. Uwagot inyo na ako sa kaput. Kangapak. Ikayok tingin lata. Inyo pwede. Inyo na ako tingin. ilabut nikailiang mata abba kura kalugin naksapta tena iyunayak po dito ipa tena tenong makanga iyunayak sa dinyaksok tamna tamaysungit kikapta kubanga ipa iyunayak sa akisukukli bambne Sekolah aku ni, terus perikop ta, tambah ni aku nak ni belum ni tu, bayar kak pada nutabut.
My concern is with cultural lifestyles, the intercultural lifestyles, and it is being fought by the non-native people. It's not just in Alaska, but also in Canada. I saw that when I attended the meeting in Canada and also in Greenland. It's like they are trying to extinguish our lifestyles. We, the Inupiaq people, have always shared and divided our food, and that is our way of life. I do not want to lose our cultural lifestyle because it is so precious.
Tepko sibulita yunagset nalagmi pinesa sibulibo sabaka nagset tablumma akabang nalakting nungman kuya bakaksimamet tablumma kagzoamin nagleksisig magnik.
Our lifestyle, our Inupiaq lifestyle from time immemorial has been utilized and it is still prevalent today. We have practiced our whaling traditions and we are still using them today. And the part about Khavarak. Just a second.
Khagrumik tamna pisuwali tikirakme.
Isagutimman. Whenever the whaling festival starts, they bring up the boats, and that first day of the tradition is to bring up the boat, the whaling captain's boat.
To vote in Sibulita, you know, said Tamak Sayyid put Pangmapak.
That is our ancestral tradition, and we are trying not to lose it presently in the present day conditions. And the other part of the whaling festival is the feeding of the people.
Kenyo ramo in a fall. Slashai stipin mogo. Tukbak tatik sile angirungit. Angirungit agbagam. Tukbak takasuwet. Asin nukidlubit. Nikasuwet. Ukeg rame niklik sisuwet. Talimanik akwangit chok. Asi terlima shipping agam ini, pengagam ini sama March ini mana amusut.
Terlima
ni agbangai cok, anak cingai cuki. Terlima ni agbangai cok, ukai agam ini nikmati semua kamu belum kita ngurut.
Oh, kamu belum.
Asyik dalam ini dekat juga.
In the fall time, if a person has not caught 5 whales, they pull out the meat from the cellars and have to feed the people, and that's one of the traditions that they have had to follow. And that's the other part of the Huilin festival.
And
that is the way that they have utilized and used the Huilin festival traditions. They have followed it, and this is what he grew up with. What he considers most precious is the Huilin. The Huilin tradition is the most precious in his life. When they catch 1 whale, everybody in Point Hope has a share of that muktak, the whale. And everybody is fed. Parts of the whale is put in the ice cellar to be put away.
Just like in one day, umak ataksimasur to nani, set kusagrati in Mutakawa to Lane in one day, Tavrumo Kotum, Tamna Nakuigalaga, Sugalarme, not Karnaum, not to Koda, Upkot and Nexutat, not Kakabugi Smogalak to all the Inupanoklat. Waptinun mana sinyane, aku bersiok tuan. Sibul lip titu tape kuna tu pisku galau.
There's another part that he does not agree with, and the other part is the quota system of the Huilin quota, and this is the one part that is very disagreeable, and he does not approve of it, and he wishes that it would stop and just to go into the old way of hunting without the quota system. The quota system really changes the fact of hunting, the whale hunting. Okay. When you're going up in land to hunt caribou, there's also a limit on the catch of the caribou, and it is what he does not agree with. There are times when there has been shortage of food of the people, and that has been a problem for the people to deal with, because they should not have to deal with limits in caribou hunting, because there is need for food.
Vasile Nunatigan Ki Nunagraktuk Nunagraktuk to Temani Land claim Maktit in it Land claim Maktabrum, a little comedy. Wanga when it came land claim Mangitsum of Pamba, Nuname Pane, Napochingarama.
When the land claims was settled, when there was a Land Claims Act, when it was settled, he did not become a land claim owner in Point Hope, but he selected land up inland.
Mm-hmm. I think Nupakichak Simba de Termini in 1971. Mani Pichungwa.
There were some surveys done in 1971 and he was not present when that was done.
Samane Tin City me Savakalwa.
He was working in Tin City during that time.
I seen Nipik Napal Chernaksok Pichitlunga.
And so Nipik put out some posts, I call them surveys, posts to signify the land.
Mm-hmm.
Where he used to go hunting, this was his hunting grounds. So Nipik, his wife, put some posts there.
Agungma David Apangan Allah Nel Vinyamatikarme Ugrunia Narsiman Mongok Panun Allah Rame Tikirab Tumanganun Kala Tigama Ila Ki Allah Lagune Amunia Lagune Tegnago Pidak sima beranga ata ilyak lugo pidak maunga inyubo pinyak ta kinyaga tena inyukalait pan
ilignun pigit kub lugo
tabra Allah pigit kub lugo Allah tiga nga ilyo mago ulalait kas.
James Kite Kura. I could put the lia out in. I'm telling James to come. I can hear my mom. Okay. Okay. Some, David Frankson's father. Told him to select also the land that was his hunting grounds because nobody was claiming it at that time. And so, because it was a good hunting area and it was next to his hunting area that he had, Lori Kinnick had. And that's where he used to go seal hunting, and it was right next to the
Uguruk hunting,
bearded seal hunting grounds.
Some tabrumane, amune abugiga, pretty close 30 years to get kayakalago, tamna ala abugiga every spring.
And his spring camping site, he has used that for hunting grounds for approximately 30 years.
Aglan idan tupeka kapepeanga tikilibo tupeka mitzuma samma ubanitzuma tikarap tungangano tupakpak tuma ilan tupakarap ang iyalek yo.
The tent site that he used, the exact tent site that he used, David's father used, is not the exact tent site that he uses to put his tent on. It's more towards Point Hope.
I seen Ilanne Ugrubinama one spring. Around 1947 or 1948,
in the spring of 1947 or 1948, he caught a lot of bearded seals, and the approximate number that he caught were 48 bearded seals. 48 bearded seals in 1947 or 1948 that he caught. He put those seals into his tikirak, the Point Hope ice cellar, but since it filled up, he also made an ice cellar there at the at his campsite.
Tapko inyisang isa uwanit siyang ni ito construct sa kumisimagat kawani kasimap kakalunga.
The ice cellar that he had constructed was located near Sumi?
Yeah.
Right around here?
Yeah.
Huh? Near the cache. Anyway, while he was in Bear attending a meeting, the construction company demolished his little ice cellar. That was his marker for his campsite, and he believes that they did that to obliterate his marker, that it was his land.
I seen
and he has some papers. Concerning this that we have been discussing.
It was
marked. They've had to do a lot of debating over this.
Corporation mauna nunagrik sa kalawakan nga.
The corporation was going to just give that amount of land where he pointed.
Tamna unona takipkon nunorolektot sabangat sukumit kumiligo ukalawating agit ka.
And he did not want the people to mess up what the mappers, the surveyors, had put in the first place. So he told them that not to take away what the surveyors had done. This marker that was done by the surveyors, he did not want it moved to another place, another location, this piece of land that he owns.
It was,
even though it's not his own land, it's Sarah, Sarah's lamb, because she was the one that posted, made the survey posts for that land. Can I say the number of the land?
You can read it.
It's
Do you say it? Do you think it's?
Tegualage. Tanik tunai. I'm going to read it. Dear Ms. Kingak, Sarah Kingak, on May 26, 1981, we received your affidavit requesting reinstatement of your native allotment application F-16740, for which you file a relinquishment on September 23, 1974. Your application has been reinstated and we will continue normal processing of the allotment. This application was filed in this office on March 27, 1972 for approximately 160 acres. You claim occupancy since 1947. This letter serves to notify all parties of record that your application has been reinstated pending further determination. Any or all parties have 60 days from the date of receipt of this reinstatement notification to file protests as allowed in Section 905A5 of the Alaska Lands Bill of December 2, 1980. We will notify you directly of any future action we take. If you need to contact us about your application, please refer to serial number F-16740. Yours sincerely, Lenny Eubanks, Chief Branch of Land Office. And it's concerning F-16740 concerns the native allotment of Sarah Kingak, Point Hope B-3, Alaska, Section 13 and 14, T-34N, R-34, 35W-KRM.
Written down, it would keep paragraph.
This is what he keeps all the time with him. They are on a continuous battle or a disagreement. Because it's right on the new town site location. His native allotment is on the new town site location. And so they are still having disagreements between them and the new town site organization.
Was it a measure of the Kasura? Tape got the Kermit Agunervet. What was your lipta? The Lord Mulling England. She would leave a tape called Nunakaximoric. A mark to Swinagland. Mapsara could be talk low. Mapirak told me my dead messenger. Cable looking without Luna in the Manganic sock. Tape call it ticker of meat. I would never wait. She would leap there.
Long ago there was a hunting area totally that just covered a whole big area of land, all the way from Amaktusugwik.
Amaktusug, that's Cape Hubert.
Cape Hubert to?
Toguna Sama, Kishimalam, Toguna Chiravan, Pitakangarok, Manga, Tamna, Mapsarakun, Tabra, Kunmilakat,
Tamaktum ilismavigi tamatko nunangi. Tayul lakuminyakpi itanitun.
tanikchun
ee
yena kep kismallak tanikchun tebakkhalak padugina nunorame
kismallak
taikunachiraun sama about from kismallak about 3 to 4 miles umasik tigirok mapsoro tabunachiraun
The land base of the Point Hope Hunters was all the way from Kisimaluak to Mafsarak. These are the Damna.
From Amak to Sok, Pona Samma, Kalimantan Ponat Kulu, Mongan Muglunesi, Topetum Tekuna Pitongaruk.
All the way from Amaktusuk through Kali Mountains to Kisimaluak to Mafsarak.
Mafsarak could be talking about no Kisimaluak when it's young and it's too Mafsarak. Okay. Some of Bayak and Subayai. Can
you see
this area also covers the reindeer area and the I just wanted to say that the reindeer herders also use this particular area starting from Cape Hubert all the way to the Mopsa Delta. This area was designated as a non-hunting area for the people from Tikirak, and this is before the white people came around, and so and that's where he reindeer herded. This is the area where he reindeer herded. There's another designated area for the people from Kivalina, where an area is set aside for them to herd the reindeer. Right now he doesn't have much more to say except that wanted to ask whether you get the idea of what he's talking about. Also there are people that are older than he is who will be able to speak about their experiences, and so he
Tupra.
That's in the poem right now.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.